the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
The Class 4A State Softball Tournament is finally here after missing all of last season and one day late. It is set to begin today as the Houlton Wildcats begin their quest for the 2021 Class 4A State Softball Championship. Beautiful Bill Burke Ballpark here in Salina, Kansas. Glad to have you along this Friday afternoon with studio engineer Captain Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. I'm Justin Fluke getting set here live behind home plate for the 21-1 and number one seed Houlton Lady Wildcats to do battle in this opening round quarterfinal game against the Winfield Lady Vikings, who are the number eight seed with the record of 14 wins against eight losses on the season. The winner of this game will advance to tomorrow and keep their season alive in the semifinals that'll begin at 11 a.m. The loser of this game is done for the season. For the Houlton Lady Wildcats, they're trying to get back to the state semifinals for a third straight softball season. Houlton has amassed at least 19 wins in each of the last three softball seasons and now looking for another Final Four appearance. We'll hear from Houlton Head softball coach John Dietrich next as our pregame show continues live on FM 103.9 KNZA and online at mscsports.net.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The pandemic has taken a toll on the mental health of many. At Community Healthcare System, providers treat the whole patient, and that includes both mental and physical health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and CHCS wants to help patients catch up on mental health care and feel comfortable discussing behavioral health needs. All of us owe it to our communities to help address tough topics such as depression and suicide. At Community Healthcare System, our mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve. Call for an appointment or learn more at chcsks.org.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Houlton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Hey, welcome back to Salina. We're getting set for Class 4A State Softball. Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Houlton Wildcat head coach John Dietrich. And coach, a day later than we hoped, but how's this last week been since winning regional and kind of getting the girls refocused and ready to play here at state?
Well, I thought early in the week we were a little tight. And I think yesterday we got a good practice in, got to go to Topeka and play on a little bit. And I think it really relaxed us, and I think we're in a good place.
Is that the key? I mean, we know these girls have the talent to compete with any team here at state, but is it all just kind of a mental aspect of not trying to do too much or anything different than they've done all year?
Well, it's a hard game, and sometimes we overthink things a little bit, and so we just keep doing what we do, simplify as much as we can, and hope that the scoreboard comes out on our side.
One thing about it, I'm sure you're confident your girls aren't just satisfied to be here. Still pretty hungry, motivated team, it would seem like.
You know, they act like that this is a good place for us to be this time of year, and they really, really are excited about being here and getting put in an exclamation point on this thing.
Final thought from head coach John Dietrich of the Holton softball team. What about Winfield in this matchup specifically, or what do you feel like are kind of keys for your team to get this opening round win here today?
Well, a lot of one seeds go home in the first round, and you know you don't want to be a part of that rumor mill. You want to make sure you take care of your side of it. They've got a couple kids who hit it pretty well, and they play in a pretty tough conference, and so I'm sure they've seen some of the stuff we're going to bring, but they might not.
Should be a fun game. Coach, good luck, and most of all, have fun.
Thank you, sir. That's what it's about.
John Dietrich, head coach of the Holton softball team. Our pregame show continues live from Salina after this timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You do that so good.
Awesome.
KNZA.
Ice, Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
We want you to know that the E could also stand for everything, because at Ice, besides specializing in exhaust, we do it all, from oil changes to complete engine repair.
That's my dad, Barry Ireland, who has been providing quality repairs at fair prices for over 30 years. We still believe in honest and friendly service like great granddad promised at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Just south of Holton, Ice. Remember, the E stands for exhaust and everything else to keep your vehicle on the road.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
KNZA.
And welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you, just about set for Class 4A State Softball here from the Billboard Burke Sports Complex in Salina, Kansas. Glad to have you along. Holton Wildcats set to take on the Winfield Lady Vikings. Kind of an upset for them to get here. They knocked off a higher seed Clearwater in their regional, winning that 4-3 to advance here to the state tournament for the first time since 2017. As mentioned, the Holton softball team, a state semifinalist in 2018, again in 2019, and now back here in 2021. Here's the Winfield Vikings starting lineup for their head coach, Rhonda Tackett. It'll be shortstop Crosby Curtis leading off, a sophomore, and then senior center fielder Emma Schumacher. Batting third, the senior pitcher, Shania Fromm. Batting cleanup and playing second base is junior Tessa Irwin. Also for Winfield in the number five hole is third baseman, a senior, Haley Gedrose. The left fielder, a junior, is Haley Seaman. She'll bat sixth, followed by sophomore first baseman Savannah Nickham. Batting eighth, a freshman, the lone one in the Viking lineup, the designated player Lauren Howardson. And hitting ninth is right fielder Michaela Conrad, a junior. Ella Masecki is the catcher, a senior, but not batting for the Vikings. They are 14-8. They are from the Yark Valley Chisholm Trail League. And just like Holton, their school colors are royal blue and white. Both teams have blue-topped uniforms on with blue numbers. Holton with the black pants, Winfield with the white pants, and we're set to do battle. Gracie Gallagher is on the mound. And here comes our first pitch of the day. And a running pitch taken by the left-hander, Crosby Curtis. It's in there for strike one. We'll set the Holton defense here. After the second pitch from Gallagher, which swung on and missed, strike two.
Justina Ray at third base. Brooke Llewellyn is the Holton shortstop. Stacy Bond at second and Olivia Summers at first. Grace Utz, the battery mate, the catcher for Holton. On an 0-2 pitch, Gallagher barely misses low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. The Holton outfield has Emma Summers, their lone freshman, starting in left field. Sadie Walker in center and Timber Wilson in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Schumacher on deck, Fromm in the hole. It's Fromm and Irwin, the 3-4 hitters that are the most potent in this Winfield lineup. They were swept by a couple teams this season. They had four splits on the year. Here's another 1-2 pitch from Gallagher, and just a little bit low. The count evens now at 2-2. Gracie Gallagher, a junior, 9 wins and 1 loss, an ERA of 1.91, has 102 strikeouts, only 2 walks all season. The 2-2 pitch to the lefty is on the way, and it's fouled this time over the Holton third base dugout. And this at-bat will go to pitch number 7 from Gallagher to the sophomore Crosby Curtis. So Gallagher has been fantastic along with her pitching partner Sadie Walker, another junior for the Cats. Here's the 2-2, and it's down low, taken by Curtis. Great discipline shown on a couple of those pitches. She's fouled a couple off, and now we've gone as far as we can here in the first at-bat of the 4A State Softball Tournament in Salina. It's a payoff, and it's grounded back to the pitcher. Gallagher fields it, then bobbles it. Ray gets it. She throws to first. Wild, as Summers had come off the bag, thinking there wasn't going to be a play. And that is going to be E1, an error ruled. A comebacker to Gallagher, and she knows it as she taps the top of her jersey, saying, hey, my bad, I should have fielded that one. But it is an E1, and after a tough at-bat, Winfield has their leadoff runner aboard. Center fielder Emma Shoemaker to the plate. She is one of 3 seniors in the lineup for the Vikings today. Gallagher's pitch is at the knees, and that's called strike one. So jumping ahead of the hitter with the runner on first now. Gallagher, after she fielded that one, kind of dropped it picking up, and it rolled about a foot from her after she couldn't pick it up cleanly. Now this foul to the backstop quickly puts the count in Gallagher's favor at no balls and two strikes. Fromm in the on-deck circle. That'll be the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Winfield's number 2 pitcher is a freshman, although she threw 5 1/3 relief innings against Clearwater to help get the regional title. Here's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 103. As on 3 pitches, Gallagher fans Shoemaker. And there's one out with one on here in the top half of the first inning. Fromm will bat from the right side. Gallagher winds and deals. The pitch to Utz is right in there on the outside corner, called strike one. Holton's typical game one starting lineup through most of their doubleheaders in this 2021 spring season. Swing and a miss. Pitch outside. Throw to first and barely back safely. Curtis might have been a little bit too far off, and then she jammed her hand as she calls for time and immediately puts her 2 hands between her legs and is grimacing in some pain. Going to take a stroll up the foul right field line and holding that right hand as if she kind of jammed something, diving back in with those hands extended to the first base back. The count, the strike as it's 0-2. That last pitch chasing it on the outside part of the plate from now in and hole. With one out. Here's the pitch by Gallagher, and that's outside and checking the swing. Fromm able to hold off on that pitch. Tessa Irwin on deck. She's a junior with the best batting average on the Winfield team. Irwin had the 2-run homer in the 6th inning to get the win over Clearwater. Ground ball back to Gallagher. Again, bobbled. Picks it up. Has time. Throws to first, and they get that out. 2 away. That ball not only bobbled, but it kind of came up and hit the neck of Gallagher. Gracie kind of massaging and holding, touching her neck a couple times, but looks like she's okay, and Holton now has 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. A runner advancing to second base, Curtis. It's up to Irwin with 2 outs to try to continue this frame. A lot of blue on the field, a lot of blue in the stands, and a swing and a miss by Irwin. Gallagher's jumped ahead of each of the first 4 hitters that she's faced here today. Holton 21-1. 16 of those 21 wins by run rule. This pitch way outside. It's one ball and one strike. Haley Gedrose would be next if the Vikings can extend the inning. Holton looking for a 3rd out. No hits, but an error allowed a base runner here in inning number 1. Ray and Summers close to the bags at first and third. Here's the pitch by Gigi, and it's fouled over the first base Winfield dugout. And the count now one ball and two strikes to Irwin. Live online, free worldwide today at msesports.net. Click Listen Live and select KNZA. First of hopefully three games here in the next couple days. Here's the pitch and swung on a miss. Gallagher's got another K, and the Wildcats work around the leadoff air and escape with no damage done. With a half inning in the books, the Holton Wildcat and their potent offense is coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Don't let a breakdown leave you brokenhearted. For a reliable and trustworthy towing company, contact Roush & Sons at Holton. Professional trucks with clean and courteous drivers available 24/7. Accepting AAA, credit cards, and other roadside insurance plans. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery, 364-1964.
Trails Cafe in Holton is number one for family dining, and they get rave reviews for their super salad bar. Serving made-to-order breakfast 7 days a week and offering daily specials for lunch and dinner. Plus, they do catering. Follow the trail to fantastic food and a fun family dining experience at Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
Mark Ashelman Construction, local general contracting since 1994. Building new homes, finishing basements and decks. Contact Mark Ashelman at 207-0416 for your next construction project. That's Mark Ashelman Construction, a proud community supporter.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
Angela. 22 softball games this season. Holton has scored 290 runs. Their team batting average is .489. They have hit 32 home runs this season. The Wildcats bat in the bottom of the first. No score. Welcome back to Salina. It'll be Sadie Walker in there first, batting left-handed. Both she and Gallagher will bat left-handed to start Holton's offense, and a base hit. One pitch, and there it is. Walker's aboard. That will increase her average, which is a team-high 659. Also leading the team with 9 home runs and 48 RBI, and she slaps one into left field between third and short for a leadoff single. And now Gracie Gallagher is batting .541. She's driven in 40. Also batting left-handed. The pitch by Fromm. It's high and in. And advancing to second as the ball comes to the backstop. Gallagher was showing bunt, but the pitch was wild. And that advances Walker to second base. It's 1-0 to Gallagher. The umpires will shift the three-man crew. Here at this field, it's 215 feet to dead center and also 215 feet down the left and right field lines. Bunt. Back to the pitcher. From field, she throws the first, her only play, and they get that out. But advancing to third is Sadie Walker, as Gallagher does her job with the sacrifice bunt. And Holton threatening to take the lead early here in this game. I think that's key for Holton. We talked about it with Coach Dietrich in our pregame show. The mental aspect, huge for Holton. They have the talent to beat any team. But if they can play with the lead, jump on some teams early, play with confidence, have fun, things are going to continue to go well. Here's Brooke Fluelling. Strike right down the middle, taken for an 0-1 count. Fluelling hitting .597. She's homered 8 times and driven in 34. Fluelling is a sophomore. From right-handed pitcher, the ace of the Winfield staff, the senior, pitches on an 0-1, and it's popped up towards left center. Shoemaker coming in, makes the catch. The center fielder about 2 steps from the infield dirt. A fairly long run as Fluelling got underneath it just a bit, and she flies out for the second out of the inning. So for now, it's up to Olivia Summers to try to get this run home. Olivia Summers, the first baseman for the Lady Cats, hitting .382. 21 RBIs, and would love to find number 22 here. But 2 outs now with the runner at third and Walker, who singled to start the frame. Pitch outside, it's .1. Grace Utz in the on-deck circle. Fromm gets the sign from Meske, the catcher, and now checks the wristband. She checks it a second time. Her foot is on the rubber. And here is the 1-0 pitch. And it's down the middle and it's grounded to the shortstop. Curtis is on it. Fields throws to first in time. Out number three. And the Wildcats leave one on after one hit. And now one inning complete. No score as we head to the second. You're listening to 4A State Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
Hello, this is Jan from Giant Communications. Giant Communications is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. You can visit our website, giantcom.net, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
KNZA.
On to the second inning we go with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke back with you in Salina. First pitch from Gracie Gallagher in there for a called strike one. Haley Gedros, the number five hitter in the Winfield Viking lineup, takes this pitch a bit outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Haley Seaman and Savannah Nickham do up here in the top of the second. No score between Holton and Winfield, the number eight versus the number one seed. And this pitch swung on and missed. It's now one and two. Also going on right now here at the same Bilberg complex is Clay Center against Pratt. Clay Center is the number two seed. They're 20-2. Then two games will follow tonight at 6. Strike three called. Backwards K down looking. Took one at the knees, and Gedros is strikeout victim number three of Gallagher here today. So three Ks in the first out recorded in the top of the second, and now the junior left fielder Haley Seaman will bat. Holton playing straight up. We have sunshine on the field. And a foul ball back behind us out of play. It's nothing and one. The winner of this game will play the winner of the 6 o'clock game tonight here in Salina, which is the 4-5 matchup between Andale Garden Plain and Eudora. So if Holton wins, they'll play the winner of the next game here this evening. That's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. This ball fouled to the backstop, and it's quickly nothing and two. Boy, Gallagher just attacking, just daring these Winfield hitters. Come try to hit my pitch. Not messing around. Firing fastballs and strikes. Here's an 0-2 pitch. One out, base is empty, and this one misses inside. Good time for that pitch. It's now 1-2. Both teams got their leadoff runner aboard, but left one stranded in the first. Gallagher's 1-2 pitch. Outside, but swung on and missed. That's strike three. Four strikeouts for Gallagher. And quickly, two up and two down for the Vikings here in the top of the second. Now Savannah Nickham. She is one of two sophomores in the starting lineup for the Vikes. She is a tall, right-handed first baseman. The other two teams here in this 4A state softball tournament bracket this year, Bishop Miege, the number three seed, in Wamego. Here's a base hit back up the middle. Solid line drive by Nickham on the first pitch she saw from Gallagher. And that's the first base hit of the game for the Vikings. It does come with two outs. And now number eight hitter, the freshman Lauren Howerton, will bat. She is the designated player. And number two pitcher of the Vikings staff. Gallagher ready, Utes with the sign, pitch a little bit off speed. Took some off that first pitch that time. And Howerton was out in front, swings through and misses. That strike one. Some signs from head coach Ron to tack it over at third. Pitch fouled back towards us. Some awkward spin off that ball, but quickly Gallagher ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Hunter will be going with two outs from first base. Bond reminding the outfielders, two down here. And the infielders, a forced play at second. She is at second. Here's a pitch that goes high. That was a rise ball from Gallagher. And it's now 1-2. Michaela Conrad would be next if Howerton can extend the inning. Temperature at first pitch, 66 degrees and sunny. Pitch barely off the outside corner. Some moans and some groans from the Holton faithful as they thought perhaps it was close enough for strike number three. Gallagher whips that softball on the glove twice. Spins it on the right hip. She pitches it in. She gets a swing and a miss and strikes out the side. Gallagher's now fanned five, working around a two-out single here in the top of the second. And we remain scoreless. Back after a one-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cecil K's Hometown Market online shopping now available at cecilk.com. Place your order anytime and schedule a curbside pickup or Holton delivery. Just go to cecilk.com to shop the full range of grocery, fresh produce, and high-quality meats available in the store. Get the same service from the comfort of your home or the rush of a busy schedule. Cecil K's in Holton is here to make life easier. So come on in and see us or shop now at cecilk.com.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
K-N-Z-A.
Justin Fluke back with you. Bottom of the second inning. Grace Oots leading off for the Lady Cats and pops it up. It's foul. Back behind us and out of play. Strike one to Oots, number fifth batter, leading off for Holton here in the bottom of the second. We remain scoreless. Both teams have one hit so far. Fromm back out on the hill facing Oots, who's heading to Cloud County to play college softball next year. Another foul back behind us and out of play. It's nothing and two. Oots, one of two seniors on the Holton roster. Of course, the other injured, Allie Beard, but still a part of this team and at every game and right there with this Lady Wildcat talented squad. Here's a fly ball down the right field line, but it's slicing and it's going to be foul. Stayed inside the park, but not in fair territory, and it's still nothing and two to Grace Oots. It's been tough on Allie Beard, missing last season, of course, like everyone did. Was a starter for Holton and a great player as a sophomore infielder. But now it's Grace Oots, the lone senior left on the postseason roster. Here's the pitch to Ootsie, and she fouls it towards the Holton dugout, where Justina Ray awaits in the on-deck circle. Four pitches, all have been strikes. All four have been foul balls. And the count remains nothing and two. Fromm looking for a way to get Ootsie. Meske gives her a sign. Fromm checks the wristband and now winds and deals. And off speed, it drops low. And a good eye by Oots there to lay off that pitch that fell into the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. Ray on deck, then Timber Wilson. A couple sophomores and a freshman coming up in the bottom half of the Holton Wildcat lineup. Team batting average 489. Best ball roped, but fouled, and boy, Coach Dietrich didn't blink. He's seen a few softballs. He's coached a few days over there on that third base line. It was hit almost right at him, but never even flinched as Oots sends it down the line. John Dietrich tried to win one with Holton. Of course, was a coach in a state championship season down in Carbondale back in 1995 and 1996 as a head varsity softball coach. Hands on Dietrich's hips. Here comes the 1-2 to Oots. High and a mile high. Way over the catcher and halfway up the backstop. That one might have slipped. It's two balls and two strikes to Oots in a scoreless game. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Opening round of the 4A state tournament, one day late. All the action postponed yesterday. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. She got Ootsie. Change up. And Grace just mistimed it a bit. That's the first strikeout recorded by Fromm. And the first out in the bottom of the second inning. Oots came into the state tournament hitting .425, and now Justina Ray had a great regional. She's hitting .435 on the season. The third baseman, batting right-handed. A lot of power out there right now in this matchup between Fromm and Ray. The wind-up in the pitch, and a check swing. It came upstairs, and it's ball one. 21-1, the Wildcat record. Here's the pitch, and it's grounded foul sharply towards the first base dugout. 1-1 now to Ray. Holton's one loss. You know, they'd like to forget it. No beating around it. Lost to Perry LeCompton, but maybe it was a fluke. Maybe it was a wake-up call. Could have been a lot of things. At this point, you know, it doesn't matter. Perhaps a little motivation. And since then, they've been perfect, including that next game against Perry LeCompton. They won it 17-1. This pitch high and away. And it's two balls and one strike now on Justine Array, the Holton sophomore. 16 wins by 10 or more for Holton in those 21 victories, including one against Perry LeCompton, their lone loss in late April. 2-1 pitch by Fromm, grounded sharply, but right to the first baseman, and just in fair territory. So Ray hit it hard, but she's out number two. Play goes three unassisted, and now it's Timber Wilson that'll try to start a rally. Timber Wilson had a walk-off three-run homer in Holton's regional championship win over Independence. They won that game 12-0 in the fourth inning. Holton also had a walk-off homer in their opening round win over Atchison in that regional. This pitch is grounded to the second baseman. Irwin bobbles it, picks it up, underhand, still gets the out by one step. She beat Wilson. It's 4-3, and Timber down on one pitch with the ground out. Holton in order quietly here in the bottom of the second. So still no score as we head to the third. Holton got that walk-off homer from Gracie Gallagher, a three-run homer to beat Atchison in the opening round of their regional last week, 16-0. That game lasted only four innings. So here we are at State. We're scoreless heading to the third on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery of Holton is locally owned and can be at your side if you have a dead battery or flat tire, get locked out of your car, or have a fender bender. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery is ready and reliable when you need them. Call 364-1964 for Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery of Holton.
Trails Cafe in Holton is number one for family dining, and they get rave reviews for their super salad bar. Serving made-to-order breakfast 7 days a week and offering daily specials for lunch and dinner. Plus, they do catering. Follow the trail to fantastic food and a fun family dining experience at Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
K-N-Z-A.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke back with you. Bill Burke Family Sports Complex in Salina. Number nine hitter and right fielder Michaela Conrad leading off here facing Gracie Gallagher. Top of the third, took the first pitch for a strike and fouled the second one straight back. And the count is quickly nothing and two. Leadoff hitter Crosby Curtis on deck as Winfield will start a second time through their lineup against Gallagher. Gracie's allowed just one hit. She has struck out five, the first eight that she's faced. And there's another. Swing and a miss. Conrad chasing low and away. And six strikeouts in the first nine batters of this Winfield lineup. So Gallagher now with 108 strikeouts on the season and only two walks. I know, it's tough to wrap your head around. Curtis reached on an error her first time up. She pops this one high on the infield. Second baseman Bond calls for it and makes the catch. No trouble there. One pitch, and Curtis pops to second for out number two. And now Emma Schumacher struck out her first time up. She was the first strikeout victim of Gallagher. Two outs and the base is empty here in the top of the third. Spin ball right in there at the lower part of the strike zone. It's called strike one. And I'm not so sure that Gallagher's missed on her first pitch in any of the 11 at-bats now that she's had here in this game. I think she's been first pitch strike every single time. There's a fly ball short center. Coming in is Walker. Now going back is Bond, and the second baseman makes the catch. Nice play, fading back into that outfield grass. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Gallagher and the Wildcats. Both teams have had just a couple runners here today. We head to the bottom of the third, and we're still scoreless in Salina.
Mark Ashelman Construction, local general contracting since 1994. Building new homes, finishing basements and decks. Contact Mark Ashelman at 207-0416 for your next construction project. That's Mark Ashelman Construction, a proud community supporter.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care. South side of the square in Holton. Drs. Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
103.9 KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, it's Emma Summers, Stacy Bond, and then Sadie Walker due up for the Holton Lady Wildcats. Tied 0-0 with Winfield in the 1-8 opening round 4A state matchup. First pitch a little outside to Emma Summers. Holton has just one hit against Fromm here today. Emma Summers, the lone freshman starting. She's got an average of 4.44 this year. Three of her hits have been doubles. Got a good pitch there and fouled it, and it caught part of her foot as well before rolling over to the first base dugout. A ball and a strike to Emma Summers. Stacy Bond on deck. Fromm getting the sign and checking that wristband, and now ready. The 1-1 is on the way, and off the end of the bat, right back to the pitcher. Slow roller. Fromm takes her time and throws to first, and Summers is retired 1-3. Fromm is now retired six straight Holton batters. Stacy Bond to the plate. She's hitting .574. Find me another number nine hole hitter in the state with the batting average over .570. See if Bond can get something started here. She sends one to the gap in left center. That'll do it. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Bond is around second. And we'll stop there as the throw comes in from Conrad, but it's a double for Stacy Bond. Holton's second hit and the first for extra bases by either team here today. She gapped it on the first pitch she saw, and Holton has that runner on with the dangerous hitter Sadie Walker coming to the plate. You get that feeling that these Holton bats, I mean, a couple hits and they could just really explode and put a crooked number out there in a hurry. We've seen it time and time again. Walker singled through on the left side her first time up. Now with the runner on second and only one out. And the pitch is low. Good patience there by Sadie Walker, playing her first season with the Holton Lady Wildcat High School softball team. And what a year it's been. Batting left-handed. Now Strom takes her time. Sadie has nine homers this year. Ground ball, and that is up the middle for a base hit. Bond is around third. Bond touches home. Holton leads 1-0. And into second, safely standing up, is Sadie Walker. A single and RBI number 49 on the year for Sadie Walker. She goes to second on the throw that came home, and the Wildcats have the lead. Bond doubles, Walker hits her in on a ground ball back up the middle. And now Gracie Gallagher, who had a sacrifice bunt her first time up. See if she's bunting here with the runner on second base. She wouldn't think so with one out. And she pops it up right side. The second baseman, Irwin, fading over behind the first base bag and makes the catch. So Gallagher on one pitch flies out to second. And now there's two away. And it'll be Brooke Fluelling, who fly to center field her first time up. Some last words of instruction and encouragement from Coach Dietrich as she steps to the plate. Fluelling flirting with that batting average at 597. Here's the pitch from Fromm, and it's roped and pulled foul. It'll get out of play. Didn't quite have home run distance, but she turned on that pitch very quickly. And the count is nothing and one. Olivia Summers would be next. Holton now up 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third. Only the winner advances to the semifinal tomorrow at 11 a.m. You win this one, you'll play two tomorrow. Semifinal at 11, and then either the third place or championship game to follow. This ball is rolled across home plate. And a nice stop as Maseki dropped down and blocked it. That keeps Walker at second base. And the count to Flewelling is 1-1. Brooke, back to the dish. Here's the windup by Fromm and the pitch, and it's roped again but foul. This one on the ground. Olivia Summers turned quickly out of the way, and she's not in the on-deck circle. She is clear back up against the fence just past the Holton third base dugout. It is 1-2 to Flewelling. Holton with a run on two hits here in the bottom of the third. The pitch by the senior, and it's outside. That's where the catcher was set up. They wanted Flewelling to try to chase one, but Brooke didn't bite on that pitch, and the count is even now at 2-2 with two outs, and Sadie Walker at second. She has the game's only RBI. Big crowd on hand here today. The pitch grounded fair, third baseline, around third to Sadie Walker. Going to try to score. The throw is cut off. And now heading to second and diving in head first safely, it's Brooke Flewelling. Give her a double. Great hustle play to stretch that out. And an RBI double at that for Brooke Flewelling as the Wildcats tack on one more. Again, out in front of the pitch and pulled it, but kept this one fair. Just a foot or two inside the third base bag. And Walker able to score easily as that ball rolled down near the corner. 2-0 Holton. Here's Olivia Summers, who grounded to the shortstop, her first time up. Still two outs here in the bottom of the third, and the pitch down the middle. Olivia took a pretty good one there. It's nothing and one on the older Summers, the junior first baseman. Three of the top four batters are juniors, the other a sophomore in this Holton lineup. Pitch by Fromm, way inside, gets past the catcher to the backstop, and that'll allow Flewelling to move up to third. So on a passed ball, Flewelling is a little bit closer. Still two outs in the inning, but two runs now on three hits. Doubles by Flewelling and Bond. RBIs by Walker and Flewelling is now at third base. The count of ball and a strike to Olivia Summers. Fromm laboring a bit for the first time. She pitches, and it's fouled out of play towards the other softball field, which is just behind the first base dugout. That is where Clay Center is taking on Pratt. Might try to get you a scoring update here in a little bit between innings if we can. Clay Center is one of the contenders along with Holton. Here's a high fly ball, short center field. Schumacher coming in hard, and a basket catch, and she dropped it. Holton scores, throw to second, and out at second base is Summers, but Holton leads 3-0. As is that an error? Hit? Single? Okay. So it's a single and an RBI. It was a tough catch, but she got there and got the glove on it. It actually hit in her glove and then fell out of the glove. She was trying to make a basket catch. I give you that. It was a phenomenal play just to get to that ball, but they call it an RBI single for Olivia Summers, who's thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. But Holton scores three runs on four hits. Nobody left and no errors. We're heading to inning number four, and the Holton Lady Wildcats now lead 3-0 on KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke. We head to the top of the fourth inning and one pitch and a base hit as the pitcher Shania Fromm lines one right back up the middle on Gallagher's first offering. So Fromm will now have a courtesy runner coming in at first. Looks like Grace Toon is going to be the runner. So Toon is on as a courtesy runner at first. The batter is Irwin, who swings and misses for strike one. Holton now leading 3-0. They've out-hit Winfield 5-1 now in this ball game. But Fromm singled up the middle on the first pitch he saw from Gallagher. Now Toon, the courtesy runner, is there at first with nobody out. Top of the fourth, and a swing and a miss again by Irwin. It's nothing and two. Clay Sinder leading 1-0 in their game in the third inning. So Clay Sinder, the number two seed, ahead of Pratt 1-0, a little bit behind us. Here's a high fly ball down the line in left field, and it is in there. Fielded on two hops by Emma Summers. Holding at third base is Toon, the courtesy runner. And bouncing right back. Boy, what a couple big at-bats here for Winfield. As Tessa Irwin just doubled. And we mentioned it earlier, the number three and four hitters, Fromm and Irwin, those are the two you got to worry about. Winfield struggled to get consistently this year up and down their lineup. They've left a lot of runners on base. We'll see what they can do here with nobody out. They now have runners at second and third after that double down the left field line. Haley Gedros struck out her first time up against Gallagher and is to the plate now in the first pitch. Is just outside for ball one. So Gallagher working with runners at second and third now. Has a three-run lead. Here's a fly ball down the right field line. It's going to score a run. Wilson drifts over and makes the catch as he crosses into foul territory, but the throw home not in time. Both runners tag, and Winfield is on the board. So a sac fly, an RBI for Haley Gedros. First out of the inning. Irwin tags to third base, so now Holton's lead is 3-1. Pretty important inning for the Vikings, and I guess they're fortunate to have the heart of their order, because with Holton scoring three runs and piecing together some hits, that might be a time that Winfield kind of starts to question or doubt themselves, maybe even start to hang your head just a little bit. Oh, man, top seed, we're down three runs now. Here's a grounder, slow rolling to the shortstop, backhanded by Flewelling, long throw, not in time. The run scores, and it's a single, and barely getting back to the base. Oh, they got her out! She did not get back to the base! A lackadaisical play by Haley Seaman, who is the second out of the inning. The ball had gotten away from Summers, who went to retrieve it towards the foul fence. And the runner, Seaman, took a turn at first. Summers took off sprinting after her, and Seaman didn't really see her for a moment and then couldn't get back in time. Here's a swing and a miss by Savannah Nickham. She singled her first time up, so it's now a 3-2 ball game. It was an RBI single by Haley Seaman, but then she's tagged out at first on a lackadaisical base running play. Pitch in there for a strike again to Nickham, and the count is nothing and two. So the bases are empty with two outs. Holton's three-run lead is now just one. But after a single and a double started this inning, might not be all bad. Here's a swing and a miss. Pitch coming in on the hands of Nickham, who couldn't do anything with it. Gallagher's only strikeout this inning is their seventh K of the day. But two runs score on three base hits. Still no errors and no runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Holton 3, Winfield 2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their spring sales event. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for faster, smoother ride. Great financing options, including 0% available with approved credit. See Heinem for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big during the spring sales event at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinemRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you. Bottom of the fourth inning. Holton leading 3-2 in this quarterfinal Class 4A state softball game. Winfield has switched pitchers. Replacing Fromm is the freshman, Lauren Howerton. Howerton will face Utz, Ray, and Wilson. Gray Suits, number five hitter, leading off for Holton here in the bottom of the fourth. And a beautiful spin ball in there. That had some pretty good movement on it. Not much speed, but Utz took it for strike one. Utz the only strikeout of the day so far in the Wildcat offensive lineup. That, of course, was against Fromm, who's done after three innings, giving up three runs on five hits. Winfield has no errors in this game. Another ball that comes just inside, and it's 1-1. Yeah, she really spins that thing. Not much speed, but this freshman has some wicked rotation on the first couple of pitches. Now gets the sign from Meske. By the way, Fromm's still in the game. She's now the first baseman. Pitched by Howerton, and it's swung on a miss, strike two. Remember, Howerton tossed 5 1/3 innings of relief and was the winning pitcher in that Clearwater Regional as Winfield, the number 5 seed, got the upset victory on a 4-3 tally. Here's a slow roller to first base from Fields, and that play unassisted for out number one. Now Justina Ray. So Holton will have to adjust here to a bit of a different pitcher, just a freshman, but she's got a very unique delivery with that rotation on the ball. Holton up one run, one out. Now for Ray, who swings and misses. That pitch was actually coming inside at her and up in the zone. One strike to Justina Ray, who also grounded unassisted to the first baseman her first time up. Timber Wilson to follow. All five runs in this game were scored last inning. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Fielded, throw in time. Nice play by Curtis there at shortstop as she gets Ray by a couple steps. 6-3 on that ground ball out. And Howerton will now face Timber Wilson. Timber grounded to second, her first time up. Wilson, who also does a lot of catching, batting average of .449 coming into the day. Timber has 5 of Holton's 32 home runs and takes that slow spin pitch below the knees for ball one. Is there a name for that kind of pitch, or just like a drop curve, slow drop curve. All right. Makes perfect sense to me. 1-0 the count. Wilson ready. The pitch by Howerton is looped towards third and caught. Gedros had to jump but able to reel it in. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Howerton and the Lady Vikings. Winfield has a little bit of momentum, but Holton has a one-run lead. We head to inning number 5 after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My name is Jackie Halls, and I'm the program director at Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions. Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime? Everyone experiences challenges in their life that can impact their mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want you to know that you are not alone. If you have recently lost a loved one, feel lonely or isolated, received a recent health diagnosis, or have experienced difficult life transitions, we can help. Please call Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow.
From buying a home to personal small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Gracie Gallagher back out on the mound. Her fifth inning of work for Holton, who leads 3-2 over Winfield. Number 8 and 9 hitters due up against Gallagher, who tosses the first pitch in for strike one. Facing now her pitcher counterpart, Lauren Howerton. And that pitch on the inside part of the plate called strike two. Howerton checked the swing, but it was a strike. That's quickly nothing and two. Howerton struck out against Gallagher her first time up. Top of inning number 5. Pitch in there again on the inside part of the plate, and taking it for strike three is Howerton. 8 strikeouts now for Gallagher. And Holton still leading by 1. Here's Michaela Conrad. Strikeout victim her first time up. Gallagher has dominated the bottom half of this Viking lineup. Pitch to the left-hander, spotted right in front of the plate, grabbed by Ooch, throw to first, second baseman covering in time. They get the out. 2-4 on the put-out play. Ooch hustled in front of the dish to grab it, and a great job by Bond to get over to second and take that throw. Of course, Summers and Ray were charging hard at the corner infield spots, quickly 2 outs, and now Crosby Curtis. 0-2, but did reach on an error. She also bats left-handed. Gallagher. 2 quick outs, and now a pop-up towards center field. Walker comes in. That's a can of corn. Another pitch and another out. How about this? Gallagher needed only 6 pitches in the third, and she just used a 5-pitch fifth inning to get all 3 outs here and protecting a Holton 3-2 lead. Holton looking for more as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Summers, Bond, and Walker when we come back here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Justin Fluke back with you. Emma Summers leads off for the Lady Cats, facing Lauren Howerton for the first time. The Winfield freshman came in and got 3 quick outs in relief. Now a ball hit right in front of the plate. It's spinning, picked up by the catcher. Meske throw to first in time. And Summers wasn't trying to bunt, but just barely got a piece of that slow-spinning pitch. And a great job by Meske. That's another 2-4 put-out, this time for the Vikings. And there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. This game is flying by. Holton leading it 3-2. They've out-hit Winfield 5-4. Only error of the game committed by Holton. Pitch by Howerton on the inside part and at the knees. Called a strike to Stacy Bond, who got things started with 1 out in the second inning. She doubled and then came around to score the first of 3 Holton runs in that third inning. They took a 3-0 lead, gave 2 right back in the top of the fourth. Here's the 0-1 from Howerton, and that's looped towards short. Over to get it is Curtis. Oh, she fell down and kind of tripped. And let's see if she's okay. The runner's safe. That's an error. Did she twist? Look, she twisted an ankle, didn't she? Left ankle, it looks like, as she is retying or taking off the shoe. But it was a fairly routine play. Again, Bond didn't hit it all that solid or hard. but it was right at Freeman, who fielded it, but then as she took that kind of crow hop to make the throw, she just stumbled. She's okay. It's E6, so both teams have now committed an error. I mean, you hate to give her an error, but that's what it was. It was a routine play, and I don't know, blame it on the shoelace. Here's Sadie Walker. Runner on first and one out. Runner going. Pitch outside. Oh, no, she put on the brakes. Vaughn kind of bluffing the run there. She looked like she was darting off that bag, and John Dietrich yelling across the diamond to Bond. Carlene McManigal coaching at first base for Holton. John McManigal has the dugout under control. 1-0 pitch to Sadie Walker. Inside, ball two. Walker is 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles. But now facing Howerton for the first time. Holton got to move up in that batter's box. Much lower pitcher. And get to that ball before it breaks as it kind of spins across. There's a ground ball through on the right side into right field. Vaughn is heading for third. The throw goes to third. Uh-oh, Vaughn slammed on the brakes, trying to get back to second. Now caught in a rundown. And she'll be chased down by the second baseman. That play goes 9-5-4. And the lead runner, Bond, is retired. 9-5-4. Oh, wait, now they might be overruled. I think an interference. So still only one out. They're going to say Bond is safe at third with interference called. Walker is at first base. She is 3-for-3 now on the day. Walker singled into right field. There was no doubt about that. But then the right fielder quickly throwing to third. And then the third baseman threw to second, and Irwin chased down Stacy Bond in that little rundown. But now the officials are all getting together, and the head coach for Winfield, Rhonda Tackett, is out of the dugout questioning things here. So what kind of player's interference? I mean, it had to be whenever Bond turned. There's no way in a rundown there could be any kind of when she was rounding second, so that's when it was called by the different umpire that didn't end up calling the out. So Holton has runners at the corners. There was interference there. Contact was made with Bond as she went to turn by the shortstop. So the shortstop now shaking her head like she doesn't agree, but there was some contact between the shortstop and Bond as Stacy took the turn at second and was going to third. That was the interference. Now here's Gracie Gallagher, and she takes strike one. Softball's so much fun to broadcast, but it moves so incredibly fast. You feel like all you can do is try to keep up at times. Gallagher's 0-for-1 with the sacrifice bunt, has runners on the corners here. She bats with one out and tries to extend Holton's one-run lead, and she pulled that one, but it is foul. Pulled sharply and maybe had home run distance, but pulled it foul on the right field side, and it's now 0-2 to Gracie Gallagher. Gallagher has homered this year twice. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Good eye by Gallagher. Holding at first base is Sadie Walker. Stacy Bond still at third. And the count is now 1-2 with Brooke Flewelling awaiting on deck. A one-out error on the shortstop, and then a single by Walker has runners at the corners. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holton needs 6 outs for a win. Ground ball, right side. That is through, just under the glove of the second baseman, Irwin. An RBI single for Gigi. Stacy Bond comes in to score, and Holton leads 4-2. Gallagher with RBI number 41 on the season. Walker stays put at second, and now Gallagher is at first. And both Walker and Gallagher did a good job reading those pitches and pulling them through on the right side of the field. Here's Brooke Flewelling, 1-for-2, an RBI double her last time up, and she scored a run. She takes down and in. That's ball one. Clay Center extending their lead, now up 3-0. Actually, four, there might have been just another run scored there, but Clay Center up 3-0 now. That's on the bottom side of the bracket against Pratt. Here's a ground ball to third. Gedros touches her base, throws to first, and not in time there to double off Flewelling. But the lead runner, Walker, is retired on a fielder's choice, five unassisted. So now Gallagher is at second, and Flewelling is at first, but there are two outs here in the inning. Holton has scored a run on a couple hits and an error. An unearned run charged to Howerton at this point. Here's Olivia Summers, who had an RBI single her last time up. She is one for two. Pitch by Howerton inside. Ball one. This will complete the first time through Holton's lineup facing the freshman pitcher, Lauren Howerton. Only one strikeout for the Holton offense today. They've been so good all season, just making contact, putting the ball in play. Here's a ball lifted out towards the gap in left center, and it's going to drop. Around third is Gallagher. She scores. Holton's up 5-2 on the second straight RBI single today for Olivia Summers. Perfectly placed ball. Nobody could get it. The shortstop, left, and center fielders all giving chase, but it fell in there as Gallagher scores, and Holton has plated a couple now here in the bottom of the fifth. Coach John Dietrich wanting to use a pinch runner as Lorna Smith, a freshman, will come in to run for Olivia Summers. At third base is Brooke Flewelling. There are still two outs in the inning, but the fourth different batter will come to the plate with two outs, and it'll be Grace Utz, who was the first Holton Wildcat to face Howerton when she led off inning number four. Holton now leads it by a 5-2 score. The Wildcats have just 62 strikeouts this season, and they've walked 56 times, so almost a dead heat in walks-to-strikeout ratio, plus they've been hit by 18 pitches this year. Utz is 0-2. Howerton gets the sign, pitches with runners at the corners, and a bunt attempt, and it's in front of the plate. It's fair, throw to first, and they get Utz. So 2-4 on that putout to retire the side, but Holton has a little bit of breathing room. They've padded the cushion. They've extended the lead. We head to inning number six. It's now Holton 5 and Winfield 2 here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Kansaland Radio.
Two runs on three hits, one error, and two left on for Holton in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Wildcats now lead the Winfield Vikings by a score of 5-2. Holton needs six outs to get the job done here today in advance, and they've changed pitchers. Gracie Gallagher threw five innings of four-hit baseball, allowing just two runs. She struck out eight, and of course she didn't allow any free passes. And now it's Sadie Walker that is in to pitch for the Wildcats. She'll face the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters. So this is the meat, the heart, the danger part of the Viking lineup. So instead of facing Gallagher a third time, you bring Walker in here with this three-run lead. Emma Schumacher leads off the inning and takes a pitch right down the pipe called strike one. Fromm is on deck. Irwin is in the hole. We're in the top of inning number six, and that half-dozen number represents the number of outs Holton needs to win. Swing and a miss, quickly nothing and two. Like Gallagher, Sadie Walker has been super pitching this season. Get your numbers in a bit. First and 0-2 pitch on the way, and laying off, it's a rise ball high. One ball, two strikes to Schumacher. Sadie Walker, a record of 11-0, an ERA of 1.62. Here's the pitch, and that's another riser, and it misses high. It's 2-2. Just like Gallagher, the strikeout-to-walk ratios, 84 Ks and 9 BBs. Walker pitches, and it caught a piece of the bat. I thought it did. I thought it was a foul. She swung. Throw down to first. I guess they officially get the strikeout. I thought maybe it was a foul ball, but apparently not. It was a protective swing. The ball was coming in to Schumacher, and she is officially a strikeout victim of Sadie Walker, and there's one away here in the top of the sixth. Now Fromm, who singled and scored her last time up. She'll face Walker for the first time today. And a pitch right in there, strike one taken by Fromm. Winfield, 14 wins against 8 losses, swept by Ando Garden Plain, who's also in this 4A state bracket. Pitch outside, it's 1-1. They were swept by Augusta. They split with 4 teams, including Clearwater, who they upset and beat as the number 5 seed in their regional last week. Swing and a miss. Heat across the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2 to Fromm. Gallagher, by the way, is in center field, so a simple switch between center and pitcher. This pitch high, able to lay off is Fromm. So that Holton outfield now has Emma Summers in left, Gracie Gallagher in center, Timber Wilson still in right. Sadie Walker with one out, bases empty now, pitching in a ground ball to second. Bond is there, fields it nicely on a hop, throws to Summers for the out, and there's two away. Holton needs 4 outs to seal the deal. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., they would play the winner of a later game tonight between Andale Garden Plain, who we just mentioned swept this Winfield team. They're 19-3. They take on Eudora later tonight. Now Walker pitching to Irwin, who doubled and scored her last time up. First pitch barely outside. It's 1-0. Gallagher gave up just 4 hits to 4 different individuals. Irwin, the only one that had an extra base hit, she doubled. And she takes a strike on the lower part of the zone. It's 1-1 from Walker. 5-2, Holton leading. Top of the sixth. Scored 3 in the bottom of the third, and they've not trailed today. Swing and a miss. That's strike 2. Winfield got 2 back in the top of the fourth. It was 3-2 going into the bottom of the fifth. That's when Holton just added a couple of runs on 3 hits in an error. Holton now with 5 runs on 8 hits. Winfield has 2 runs on 4 hits. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike 3. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Super Sadie and the Wildcats. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Holton will look for a little more insurance. They're 3 outs away from an opening round for a state victory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have 2 locations here in Holton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
In observance of this Memorial Day weekend, Foster Ford and Holton will be closed Saturday, May 29th through Monday, May 31st, and we'll reopen June 1st, 8 a.m. regular business hours. As you take time to remember those you have lost, also take some time to remember the men and the women that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, which we all enjoy. From Foster Ford and Holton, we wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with our studio engineer, Captain Kurt Kilman, taking care of us back at the studios just south of Hiawatha. Justin Fluke with you here at the Bill Burke Family Sports Complex in Salina, Kansas. 5-2, Holton leading as they bat in the bottom of the sixth. Justina Ray leads off, takes low and inside for ball one. Justina Ray is 0-2. Congratulations, by the way, to the Valley Falls Dragons, who are the only other local Northeast Kansas team to be playing high school state baseball or softball this year. Valley Falls, I could spend a little while talking about them. They won in 15 innings last night on a walk-off, and then they beat the number one seed undefeated earlier today. Pitch right in there for a strike. 1-1 now to Ray with Wilson and Emma Summers to follow here for the Lady Cats. Howerton back out for her third inning of work. Facing the Holton lineup a second time through now. Trying to keep it a three-run game. It'll be the 5-6 and 7 hitters due up for Winfield in the 7th. Swing and a miss. Ray couldn't reach that one on the outside edge. And it's 1-2 to the sophomore third baseman. Earlier today, Valley Falls upset the undefeated top seed Ellis Railroaders by a 3-0 score. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Ray. Crowded sharply, but just foul. Barely foul. The count holds at 1-2. So they walk it off in 15 innings. Valley Falls used their two top pitchers yesterday, both over 100 pitches, and then went to their third pitcher, had to pitch basically the whole game today, and shut out Ellis. 3-0. Unbelievable. The Dragons. So they're in the championship. That's 2-1A State Baseball in Great Bend. That's coming up about 6 o'clock tonight. Swing and a miss. That was the changeup. The drop low, and Ray fans and misses for the first out of the inning. Punch out number one for Howerton. Only two total Holton strikeouts today. By the way, that Valley Falls State Championship baseball game this evening will be over on our sister station, 93.7 KAIR. And right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here's Timber Wilson 0-for-2, is grounded to second, popped to third, and takes outside for ball one. Holton has 8 hits. They've left just 3 on base. Pitch to Wilson is down and in. 2-0. There's not been a single walked batter by either team today. So pitchers throwing strikes just what you'd expect here in the state tournament. Everything must be earned. 2-0 pitch, and that's high and away. And it's 3-0 to Timber Wilson, who's probably going to get a red light here and take at least one. Emma Summers is on deck, and then Stacy Bond. Holton looking to add to a 5-2 lead here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Pitch spun right in there for a called strike. Now Wilson can go to work. Timber steps back into the box. Still ahead in the count. 3-1 pitch from Howerton is on the way, and it's grounded to third, backhanded. Kedros, long throw, but what a cannon! Guns out, Timber Wilson, 5-3. Not only good pitching, not allowing the free passes, but we've seen some pretty good defense today as well. Another fine play there made by the Lady Vikings at the hot corner for out number 2. Now Emma Summers, who like Ray and Wilson, is 0-for-2 on the day. Holton's hits have all been from the top 4 in their lineup and in the number 9 hole pod, but the number 5-8 hitters, those 4 girls yet with the hit today. Summers trying to change that. She takes a strike. She has twice grounded out. Comes to him back to the pitcher, and then one right in front of home plate was thrown out by the catcher. Summers facing Howerton for the second time today. Pitches it, and a foul tip, and it's nothing and 2 to Emma Summers. Holton, a lot of talented freshmen, and the pipeline does not stop there for this Lady Wildcat softball program. There are girls that are getting super excited about softball, playing traveling teams at younger and younger ages in Holton. Here's a little looper, one hop to the shortstop. Curtis Fields throws and gets Summers out on a 6-3 putout. It's another 1-2-3 inning. But Holton needs just 3 outs to win this one. They lead 5-2 as we head to the 7th here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hello, this is Brian Nelson from Giant Communications. Giant Communications is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit, or EBB, will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband services for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. If you would like to apply, you can head over to our website at giantcom.net and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling the application out, feel free to call our office.
Cecil K's Hometown Market online shopping now available at cecilk.com. Place your order anytime and schedule a curbside pickup or Holton delivery. Just go to cecilk.com to shop the full range of grocery, fresh produce, and high-quality meats available in the store. Get the same service from the comfort of your home or the rush of a busy schedule. Cecil Kays in Holton is here to make life easier. So come on in and see us or shop now at cecilkay.com.
Kansaland Radio.
7th inning. It's Gedros, Seaman, and Nickham, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters facing Sadie Walker for the first time. Holton pitcher out there to try to close the deal here and gets a ground ball right back to her from Gedros. Takes her time and throws the first. That's one away, and now Holton needs just two more. Wildcats led 3-0 after 3. Then it was 3-2. They extended the lead to 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Winfield got a couple runs on 3 hits in the 4th inning, but that was 3 of their 4 hits in this game. They've only threatened in that lone inning. That's been it. Swing and a miss at high heat. Haley Seaman has an RBI single. She's 1-for-2, but now facing Sadie Walker for the first time. Gallagher went 5 innings and struck out 8. Now Walker tried to pitch the final 2 innings. She's already fanned a couple, and the pitch is low to Seaman. It's 1-1. Holton looking for win number 22 on the campaign. Swing and a miss. Another high ball that Seaman was unable to lay off of. And Walker now will look for yet another strikeout. Defense is set. Holton smiling. Boy, Flewellen just has a great big old smile there at shortstop. Here's the pitch by Sadie Walker, and that's foul tipped on another rising ball way, way up outside the zone. But somehow, Haley got a piece of it and stays alive to see another pitch. Bond smiling at second base, holding one finger up on that right hand. They'll start creeping in on the pitch by Walker, and it's looped over the third baseman for a single. And a shallow left field. Emma Summers will field it, and now a base runner. And still the tying run in the on-deck circle. That's the fifth hit of the game for Winfield and the second of the day. Haley Seaman has the only multi-hit game for the Vikings. She's 2-for-3. And on first base with one out, here's Savannah Nickham, who's also got a single today, is 1-for-2. Facing Walker for the first time, swings and misses. And again, Walker really pumping the top part of the zone. Sadie rolling that ball with her left hand, so she's a lefty on the mound, unlike Gallagher, who throws right. That pitch across the outside corner called strike two. Nickham didn't like it. Walker twitching that ball again on her left hip. Batter comes into the box. Sadie's still spinning that ball. Spinning that ball as Uch flashes at the sign. Runner at first, one out. Holton up 3. And a swing and a miss. That's strikeout number 3. And 2 away here in the 7th inning. Holton needs just one more. Number 8 hitter, Lauren Howerton, who struck out twice against Gallagher. Well, bat against Walker. Tying run still in the on-deck circle. That's where Holton wants to keep it. And there's a strike right across to Howerton. It's nothing and one. Not sure how much postgame we'll be able to get here today, but if Holton wins, we'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. for the semifinal. That pitch low and just outside. One ball and one strike now. The number 9 hitter, Conrad, is scheduled to bat next. Walker trying to get a save here. And a pitch right in there called strike two. Now the Vikings are down to their final out. And their first state appearance in softball since 2017. Here's Walker with an 0-2 pitch. You betcha! Ball game over. Holton wins it 5-2. Well, Walker does take it a late jump into the arms of her catcher, Grace Utz, but not a huge celebration, as this is a business trip. And the real celebration for Holton wants to be happening around 3:30 tomorrow right here at the Bill Burke Sports Complex in Salina. Of course, we'll be here to bring it all to you. Postgame coming up next as Holton beats Winfield 5-2 and they're into the Class 4A state semifinals here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Salina one final time on this Friday, but we'll have a softball Saturday starting at 11 a.m. here on 103.9 tomorrow as Holton will be in the State 4A softball semifinals. Don't know who they'll play because that game has yet to begin. It'll be Andale Garden Plain or Eudora. That's the 4 and 5 seed matchup, and that's the game that will take place coming up here momentarily on this same field. That game just lasted 70 minutes. Holton beats Winfield 5-2. Holton had 8 hits. Winfield ended up with 5 hits. Both teams had 1 error. Holton left 3 on base, and Winfield left 3 on base. So 3 more hits and 3 more runs, the big difference for the Wildcats in getting the victory. Never trailed today. We were scoreless going into the bottom of the third. Holton got 3 runs on 4 hits, including RBI hits by Sadie Walker, Brooke Flewelling, and Olivia Summers. But then bouncing back, 2 runs on 3 hits in the top of the fourth for Winfield. They were back in it at 3-2. It stayed that way until the bottom of the fifth inning when Holton got 2 runs on 3 hits. RBI single by Gracie Gallagher and Olivia Summers for a second time. And that would be enough for the Wildcats as they get the victory. Gracie Gallagher struck out 8 and allowed just 2 runs on 4 hits. And Sadie Walker tossed the final 2 innings for the Wildcats. She struck out 4 and only allowed 1 hit with no runs in getting the save. So Holton's record is now 22-1. On the season, Winfield in their campaign with the record of 14-9. We invite you to come to Salina tomorrow. 2 games no matter what. The semifinal at 11 a.m. and then into the third place or championship game to follow. Both of those will be pretty much simultaneously after the semifinal contest here in Salina. Of course, if you can't make it or have some family or friends anywhere in the world that would like to tune in, you can always listen to us free online at mscsports.net. Also tomorrow, like today, we will continue to have state track and field coverage. Today was 4A and 3A track in Wichita. It's now over. They finished 2 hours ahead of schedule in Wichita at Cessna Stadium today. Bensley just did Holton softball. I'll give you a couple Holton track highlights. Wildcats had 22 go to state. Kel Purcell leading the way with a third-place finish in the 300 hurdles. Holton also got a fifth place from Cannon Karn in the triple jump, a fifth place for freshman Piper Robinson in the pole vault, and a fifth place for Sadie Tanky, the senior, in the javelin. Other medalist for Holton, Darcy Ashcraft, had a pair of top 10. She was seventh in the discus and ninth in the shot put. Some other finishes in the
10 to 20 range, but you can follow all those on our website at mscsports.net. We did have two state champions today from that Class 3A, 4A state track meet in Wichita, so quick shout out to them. State champions from our listening area included Nathan Dieters of Nemaha Central. He won the shot put, and the Prairie LeCompton boys 4x100 sprint team won a state championship as well. So those are some highlights there. And plenty more to come tomorrow. It'll be 2-1A state track tomorrow in Wichita. We'll do all that for you right here and broadcast state softball as well. We appreciate our sponsors, the ads, the businesses you hear during each of our commercial breaks between half innings. Without their support, we're not here doing this and bringing you the live play-by-play action. We're happy to do it, happy to have the great sponsorship and support that we do. So for that reason and others, we'll be back here tomorrow. My thanks to studio engineer, the captain, Kurt Kilman. We got local news coming up next here on Kansaland Radio. I'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and probably going to have a special guest. So tune in to find out who that is tomorrow for Holton State Softball, live from Salina here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody.